The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI Live in 10 a.m.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today, because you know what comes next? We've got an exciting show for you. New information, always new information, and other information reinforcing new information. So listen up. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years experience in the field of alternative health therapies. And the proud and happy and very grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well. And that's the true message. At 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, amazing products, amazing formulations, amazing organic combinations that are there for you. Great prices. You can't get anywhere else in that magnificent store, Alive and Well. And let us never forget the completely organic broth cafe at Alive and Well. Broth is a broad spectrum broth. It's not just broth. It's broth and a zillion other dishes. Whatever your choice is. And our daughter comes to visit. She's vegan, but she's got with there's loads of wonderful vegan organic choices that she loves to eat there too. So I'm a little more challenged with making her the different recipes because it's got to be organic. It's got to be vegan. And we're broad spectrum. Anything that you happen to love and enjoy, it's all there at the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. And we are very grateful continuously for our we are grateful to them, to the local Maui natural organic farmers, because every single day the organic produce is brought in fresh concentration, high concentration, squeezed in the glass bottles for all the different juices, but also all the vegetables, etc. Can we say more, Dan? Can we say
yes,
much more?
Yes, we can. We can say vortex.
Vortex.
We can say vortex broth. Okay?
You got to say it with the New York accent, okay?
Well, do I have to?
Vortex.
I hear that at home all the time.
Okay, but you got to say it because I need a little touch of that, okay?
Okay.
Vortex.
All right, here we go.
Say it.
All right.
Flow a little bit. Flow with the language.
Okay.
Vortex.
Vortex already.
Already.
Okay.
Give us an idea about the vortex. Come on.
That's fun, baby. You're spinning when you drink the vortex water. Vortex water is so readily absorbed. It's water is wet, but vortex is incredibly something else. It has the activated components of hydrogen and oxygen. And when you drink that water, you feel the difference.
Oh, totally.
It activates everything.
And your plants do, too.
It activates everything in your bod, just like it activates everything in nature. As you mentioned, the plants, honey.
That's right. Oh, my gosh, the flowering. Well, uh-huh. I never would touch a plant because I had a way of killing plants.
Yeah.
And I didn't mean to do it. You know, I'm just a planticider. But then when I use the vortex water, the beautiful little plant that Darren and Missy mm-hmm. gave us, you know, and how it's growing like mad. The flowers are everywhere. It's so happy.
It is.
And yeah, absolutely. And you know, remember that what has been proven for many years about this vortex power, it's energizing, helps to strengthen the immune system. It gives structure to the water and detoxification. All pollutants are eliminated.
It falls right in line with everything else we aspire to do at Alive and Well.
That's right.
Increase natural bioavailability of nutrients and build your health, build your immune system.
That's right.
As Dr. Siegel said on television three or four years ago when this whole pandemic started, he says, keep in mind, folks, you have an innate immune system.
That's right.
Fortify your immune system. Don't compromise it with sugars and junk.
Exactly.
Fortify it with right nutrients and the right lifestyle.
And the right water and all that. You know, I love because we we have so many people that are thrilled about the water and can feel such a difference. And this young gentleman that always comes in and says, my elixir of life, my fountain of youth, my elixir of life. You know, I want to start also by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be doctors. Don't put people on medication. Take them off. Doctor's area. Strictly love to share information about what doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials. Okay? And so you come in, our dear friends, and share testimonials about what the wonderful formulations, the wonderful nutrients have done for you that they've learned about at Alive and Well. These are, again, not doctors, don't pretend to be, but I'm sharing with you what has been shared with us. We are sharing with you. You know, again, not making a claim. This young dad was there with his little child, and he said how much he loved the Ultra Silver. And I said, yes, it has a lot of background, gave him some of the background and how it has been used. But then he, again, this is not what we told him. He said, you don't know this, but he said that his friend had skin cancer that was diagnosed. And when the gentleman, decided to use Ultra Silver topically, the cancerous growth disappeared. Not making that claim.
Beautiful.
Not making
beautiful.
It. He shared that with me. And here's the thing that he said about his friend. The friend said that nobody believed him, and we are not making claims, just reporters.
Beautiful.
And it's wonderful because then I think, again, of the European doctors that have used the Ultra Silver for so many decades on diabetic wounds, and that's their choice is to heal the wounds rather than chop off and amputate legs.
That's right.
So that has a lot of background, and it's used in babies' eyes, ears, nose when they're being born in top hospitals on the U.S. mainland. So many, many different
and
things.
And in Maui as well. We had a very, very direct baby influence.
That's
in
our story,
life.
yes.
Okay.
But it wasn't, the thing was that she was born here, but it wasn't implemented in that birth at that time. And what happened was that our first grandchild born here had a terrible eye infection, and the antibiotics made it much worse.
Right.
So it was very, very badly infected. We put in the Ultra Silver, and she was better overnight, you know. Anyway,
I can still hear Rachel's voice. Mom, get me the Ultra Silver.
That's right. She's all grown up now.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, she came in recently and took apart the house and has been redecorating, doing everything. And I still remember how she was once about to be crippled with and have cast and have to lose her Broadway show. And on Pain Power, everything changed and she could do the whole run of the beautiful Broadway show that she was a star in many other shows and win a Tony and a Grammy. Anyway, this lady said, she brought in a friend. She said, I have to tell you this. She said, I was 3 days on Pain Power. I had carpal tunnel joint pain. Not making a claim. It was just her hands and agonizing pain. She decided to try it for the nutrients that are in the Pain Power. She said, in 3 days, she was incredibly better.
Beautiful,
she wanted her friend to try
beautiful.
It. And she also said that when she decided to try, she had been overweight, and she said when she decided to try nutrients from Alive and Well, she lost 15 pounds within the 6 weeks, and in 2 weeks, 10 pounds, and her diabetic reading, not making a claim, her diabetic numbers were back to normal. Blood sugar harmony and other nutrients, which are nutrients that have helped the body to deal with blood sugar.
Isn't that incredible what nutrients can do?
It is.
Isn't it incredible when getting away from the toxic food additives that is in every commercial food, getting away from that stuff, letting your body do what it's designed to do.
Yes.
And not polluting it with sugars and excessive carbohydrates, etc.
Right.
But give it the real stuff, the real food and the real nutrient supplementation to really turn things around.
Right.
Your body can function again, as the doctor said, fortify your immune system.
Exactly. And you know, I know that you always know the root, how words were first formed, what they were, and there are certain things I'm not that familiar with.
Etymologically speaking, is that what you're saying?
Could be, okay. And here, this dear lady said, a totally different lady, that she was going on a red-eye flight. Is that a red-eye? Is that, Gary knows what that is. Is that a nighttime flight?
Yes, an overnight flight.
Overnight, okay. She called it a red-eye flight. She said, again not making the claims, that she had so much back pain, which was typical for her, she said. But she came to Alive and Well and learned of Pain Power, that combination. She took it and she said, she quoted and said it was a miracle. She was 100% pain-free and she took the red eye and felt as comfortable as she could be.
Oh, praise God.
That is a beautiful story.
That's wonderful. Well, we're so happy. We're so happy for people's success with nutrients. When you give it a shot, when you really make up your mind you want to give natural life a shot, an attempt to cure, I can't say the word cure, that's against the law, because natural things don't cure anything, says the drug company. But when you really give life a chance to express itself and the way it's designed to function, then it's amazing.
Can you sing it in Jewish?
Come on, can I say? I can sing it.
You said when you give life a chance, you don't know what the Jewish expression of that is? To life, l'chaim.
That isn't Jewish.
L'chaim, l'chaim, to life.
Why don't you say that? You're singing it in English.
I'm not singing it in English. L'chaim, to life. Life has a way of confusing us, blessing and bruising us.
I know
Drink
that.
L'chaim,
I
to
know
life.
That. That's l'chaim, but the rest of the song is what? In Jewish, it's in English you're singing.
Okay. But l'chaim, to life.
Yeah.
You couldn't grow up without singing and dancing that. You danced every time you were Jewish, whatever your age.
We danced
when
the
you
hora.
Sing, when you did that, you danced the hora.
Right.
See, you remembered that. You joined hands and in a circular dance
and
did your kicks.
Several very loving partners in the Lahora said, Dennis, you dance the Lahora horribly.
Oh, get real.
They did.
You're
they
just trying it. To you're trying to squeeze out of this, aren't you? Looking for more excuses, and Gary never knows when to turn off your mic. Okay, sorry, Gary. Anyhow.
You can turn it off now, Gary.
You know, this is amazing. It was certainly a week of Ultra Silver celebration, okay? Because the gentleman said, again, I'm not making the claim, that he had terrific tooth infections. And he said, all gone with Ultra Silver topically applied.
Mm-hmm.
He put it directly on the gums and the tooth areas.
And swish, and take it in your mouth and swish it between your teeth.
Definitely.
Gargle with it, yes.
And she said that Ultra Silver, not making a claim, cured her severe foot infections in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
She had infections that were kind of chronic there.
And toenail fungus.
And severe foot infections. She called it severe foot infections in 2 days. That's very exciting. And out of a whole different note, the gentleman just yesterday, and he might be younger than I, but I think we're in the same age category. And he said, the gent said, that Alive and Well's cardio CoQ10 and the spirulina and the bee pollen from the, we have the big organic, the YS bee farms, you know.
Yeah.
Made him feel, he says, I've got to tell you this. He says, it makes me feel young again. And he said, I feel like, I know Dennis wouldn't want to hear this. That's why I read it. He said, it gave me so much energy and vitality. I feel like dancing.
Wonderful.
Okay, Dan.
I cheer him on.
Oh, that's exactly
dance,
right.
Dance, you fool, dance.
Dance, ballerina dance. You don't even have to be
and
a ballerina.
And you know what? The way it does it, these are such exciting testimonials because it just corroborates everything that holistic physicians have said about those nutrients that he's using. That they refurbish, rebuild, restore, renew the energy creation capabilities of every cell in your body, brain and heart and all the cells in your feet that make you dance, all the cells in your brain that make you go,
so
new
we
idea.
So we've got something that we can make that can make you dance, Den?
I've tried all of them, honey.
Are you telling our dear friends who are listening that there's something that even all the great nutrients have failed to do?
Yep.
Oy vey.
Oy
gewalt.
That's a true confession.
Oy vey.
All the nutrients I take have never put a sense of rhythm in my bones.
You have that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You're just making excuses.
But the shoes get in the way.
Okay. Let's hear what a very famous and wonderful and highly credited medical doctor has to say. Dr. Russell Blaylock, he's writing, and he said, this is interesting, that age-related loss of muscle. Now, that could be related to dancing, but he's not saying that.
Yes.
He's not saying that. He said age-related loss of muscle.
He didn't want to hurt my feelings.
Okay. Is most likely caused by inflammation, which occurs with aging, says Dr. Blaylock. In addition, obesity and diabetes both accelerate muscle loss because both are inflammatory. I'll give this to you in a second, honey. Fortunately, he says, a great deal of new research discovering that natural compounds not only prevent age-related muscle loss, but even reverse it. He says, compounds that have demonstrated this benefit include quercetin, high-potency curcumin, and resveratrol. And quercetin, he says, has also been shown to protect muscles from inflammation. Can you read this here, about what he's saying here? About fish oils.
Oh, boy.
Read that.
Fish oil. I love the fish oil.
Right at the top.
Yep. Doctor goes on to say, elderly men who take super omega-3 fish oils improve protein synthesis in their muscles.
Ooh.
Aha.
I didn't know that.
Well, we know the muscles are primarily protein,
but
getting that's the protein into the muscle, that's the job of omega-3.
I didn't quite realize that. I knew about the anti-inflammatory.
And it also, omega-3 increases mitochondrial function, which is the energy producing capabilities of every cell in your body. The mitochondria produce all that energy. And also the muscle response to exercises, which reinforces what he said before. Super DHA has from omega-3 has shown to preserve muscle mass under conditions that cause muscle atrophy. In other words, the natural tendency is for muscles to break down, but the super omega-3 works with the DHA and the protein to maintain good muscle tone and strength. Other studies, the doctor says, show that the DHA EPA component of omega-3 oils improves the protein quality and the mitochondrial energy production in aging muscles better than using DHA alone. So the idea is the omega-3s are the omega-3 number, the magic number of omega-3, which is about 3 grams a day, say holistic physicians and all the research, thousands of studies, 3 grams a day of omega-3. Without the compromising omega-6, which creates inflammation.
That's right.
The anti-inflammatory super omega-3 oils give you energy and vitality and, as they say, a perfect lube job for the brain.
That's right.
And for the eyes and for your heart.
That's right.
And for every living, loving cell in your body as your heart's pumping the stuff through tiny little capillaries and mitochondrial refunctioning, okay?
Exactly.
Depletion of acetyl-L-carnitine is associated with fatigue, says the doctor. And so with fatigue and muscle weakness and sarcopenia and
the muscle
atrophy.
Wasting. That's right.
And supplementing with acetyl-L-carnitine relieves these symptoms.
You know, there's the acetyl-L-carnitine. Remember, that is the form that passes the blood-brain barrier. That's why it's been a leader for regenerating the brain in Europe for many years. It passes the heart barrier. That's why it's been a huge thing for heart, for regenerating the heart. But also, it's also in when Russell Blaylock wrote about the liver cure, all the things with the liver, and it was one of his main players for helping the liver to function much more effectively. We have all of that written. We're going to quote from him.
Yeah.
But also, so it helps the liver to break down toxic fats, triglycerides, et cetera, and improve all of it functioning and help preventing clogged ducts, et cetera.
And also with the liver is the final destiny of sugar. Where the pancreas creates insulin to deliver sugar to the cells. And the sugar, when the cells say, no more insulin, no more insulin. So we're toxic with insulin and sugar. We don't want any more. So insulin has a job. What are we doing? What am I going to do with all the sugar? Well, the insulin turns the sugar into fat. And that compromises the liver. And the liver has to rearrange everything to metabolize that fat and to protect itself from fatty liver disease and from elevated liver enzymes. But acetyl-L-carnitine and the amino acid NAC have a remarkable effect in helping to restore the liver function, rebuild the glutathione production of the liver and the energy production of your body.
Absolutely.
It's amazing what nutrients can do.
It's incredible. And Dr. Blalock, we have a whole, he has a whole book here.
He goes on here about
the
muscle atrophy that acetyl-L-carnitine has also been shown to prevent muscle loss in cancer patients and is a condition called cancer cachexia. Muscle loss is called
cachexia. That's one of the main problems that happens as a result of the chemotherapy that is used.
And acetyl-L-carnitine, the doctor goes on to say, helps to rejuvenate muscle generation. One study examined the nutritional intake of older men with age-related muscle loss, sarcopenia, versus men of the same age without muscle atrophy. The researchers found that the older with muscle atrophy had a significantly lower intakes of omega-3 fatty acids and lower amounts of vitamin B6 and folic acid and vitamin E and magnesium, and correcting those nutritional deficiencies aged dramatically in maintaining good muscle tone, fiber, muscle strength.
Right, absolutely.
Okay? And the acetyl-L-carnitine goes on to enhance that function and your brain and your central nervous system as well.
Amazing. And, you know, it's amazing to me, and never will stop being amazing to me, that you can't respect any group of doctors more than you can respect the Harvard doctors. And when they got together and they did a meta-analysis of all the studies, that's many, 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 many studies of the super pure omega-3 fish oils, the combination of the EPA and the DHA from those super pure, you know, absolutely clean. And they found that it reduced the number one cause of death, sudden cardiac arrhythmia, by 88 to 92%. Okay, that's responsible for 1.2 million deaths per year of American lives, including my father's when he was young. And also all other, even stroke, that percentage, 88 to 90. Harvard doctors came out and they were all very passionate about this and said, just based on 88 to 92% lesser risk of the number one cause of death, if everybody in the country took this super pure omega-3 fish oils, we would save a minimum of 900,000 American lives every year. He said that, they said, not even including all the stroke lives from preventing stroke and other forms of heart disease.
But there are other contributing factors to those fatalities. And it isn't just the heart. It's the breakdown of neurotransmitter activity in the brain, of the central nervous system. It's the breakdown of nutritional compatibility of the nutrients, the foods that you're eating.
That's exactly right. And, you know, I have to, you know, we quote doctors. And here's you can't have a greater credit than Dr. David Scherer, M.D., he's a recognized, and the information about him, the recognized expert in health and medicine safety. He is a member, and this is all capitalized, of the greatest credit and award-winning group. He is a member of Leading Physicians of the World. He's world-recognized for his physician.
That's
work.
A club?
Yes. It's just saying about here the background. Anyway, he is a recognized expert, and he wrote about a book about this, and what he had to say there is, the cure worse than the disease. And this is the doctor, I'm quoting him, not Mona. Not long ago, a widely read and studied report made disturbing claims that the leading cause of death in the United States is the American medical system, says the doctor, not Mona. Within the report, the authors attributed 800,000 deaths each year to medical interventions, in contrast to approximately 650,000 deaths from heart disease and 550,000 from cancer. The statistics came, says the doctor, from recognized sources, including peer-reviewed medical journals, etc., okay? Medical journals. And going on, he went on and on to say that Americans today take more prescri-, he said, he goes on about all the medical journals, okay? Americans today take more prescription medications than anyone else in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And drug companies are working hard to get us to take even more, says the doctor. Spending on direct-to-consumer drug advertising has increased over 300% in this last decade, to $4.2 billion in 2005 from $1.1 billion in 97. With that much money aimed at advertising drugs, not just to save lives, but to enhance mood, correct erectile dysfunction, alleviate restless leg syndrome, drugs are being taken by people who don't need them to extend their lives. More drugs, he says the doctor, mean more adverse reactions and interactions to juggle than ever before. Again, creating many more opportunities for errors, says the doctor.
And many more opportunities for more drugs.
That's exactly right.
That's the way it follows.
That's it. It's exactly right. So I applaud this doctor for his courage, et cetera, and so forth, and all the wonderful things that can be done. You know, just to diverse a little bit, as I said, our daughter's vegan, and I respect all choices, but she was staying with us, and we only eat organically. And I had organic cheese there to do it. She's, Mom, you can't be eating organic cheese. Cheese, it's a fact. You can't. And here's this big doctor letter I want you to share with me, okay? And I said, Rachel, listen to the show. Listen to the doctor's reports, okay? Here. And here is this article. Can eating healthy organic cheese boost your memory?
Uh-huh.
Hello? Give me another slice, would you, Den? Medical evidence shows that high-fat organic cheese does not raise the risk of heart disease, but actually lowers it. In addition, memory health researchers have more good news. Cheese also reduces the risk of cognitive decline. Can you read that, Den? Start right here. Packed with beneficial.
Can I read that?
Packed with beneficial.
Beneficial bacteria.
Good.
There's good bacteria, not so good bacteria.
So I've once in a while called you a good germy guy. Bacteria. You're kind of a good bacteria every once in a while. You're a good germy guy. Okay. You're kind of germy.
Okay, kid.
Not only because you were stationed in Germany, but you're just germy too. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Okay.
Are we through with that little...
Why not? Are you going to dance to get me out of that one? Go ahead.
Here's from the quote from the doctor. Word for word, folks. Cheese may be high in fat, but it's also a fermented food. And fermented foods contain a variety of beneficial bacteria that are good for a healthy gut. Our intestinal microbiome is shown to play a role in the health of blood vessels, and an absence of good gut bacteria is scientifically proven to be linked to a buildup of plaque in the arteries. Oh, is that music to my ears?
Is that music to your ears?
That is music to my ears.
Your ears can hear now? You get rid of all the plaque?
I do.
Because you take the good digestive enzymes, right?
The plaque and the flack that goes on about eating healthy
fat. Don't give me your flack.
Yeah.
About the plaque.
He goes on to say, these findings are backed up by a trial of 54,000 middle-aged Danish men and women over 16 years of age.
And men and women, so we're not just looking, we're not being sexist about it.
The study found that intake of whole fat yogurt or cheese in place of milk, regardless of the fat content of the milk, was linked to a lower risk of heart attack. Music. Crescendo here. An even bigger trial of over 400,000 Europeans over 12 years found an increased consumption of cheese was linked to a lowered risk of heart disease. The most recent systematic review published in January found cheese lowered the risk of coronary heart disease by an incredible percentage. What's good for the heart is good for the brain.
And it's good. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Mm-hmm. Good for the goose is good for the gander. Right, dear? So,
I'm a gander.
Now, this is, and you're going to be very happy about this, all right? You're going to be very happy because you didn't go to Iowa State University. You went to the University of Iowa, right?
That's correct.
Are they two different schools?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, which was better?
And a great rivalry. Well, it depends on which football team you're rooting for.
Oh, he is still mad about he has to watch Iowa play football?
Well, unfortunately, they're not the best team in the world.
Oh, no.
But, yeah, but,
oh,
but
no.
My heart goes out to them.
Is it because of maybe the cold weather, their feet get a little frozen?
Oh, no, no, that, no, no. To play football in Iowa, you got to have good feet.
You got to have good feet.
Anywhere, you got to have
good
feet.
We're not
going
to comment on that one. Anyhow, this is all of the doctor's reports on awakening from Alzheimer's. That was the thing, the subject. And this was preserving fluid intelligence, okay? Published in the journal, that's the medical journal, the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease in February. Researchers from Iowa State University wanted to find out what specific foods affect a particular aspect of cognition called fluid intelligence. Have you ever heard that phrase? This is the ability to think on the fly.
That's it.
Or solve
fluidity.
Problems without any specific preparation or without thinking too much about how it should be done. This measure was chosen because it progressively declines from midlife onwards, and a greater than normal decline is known to increase the risk of Alzheimer's. So here's the thing. The standout food that provided the best support to fluid intelligence by far was daily consumption of, yes, you guessed it, cheese. But the doctors say here, look for organic, probiotic, or made from raw milk on the label.
There
no contamination.
That's the answer.
Anyway, say the doctors. That was here with that. And then they quote, darling, we don't have time for all of this, but the doctors quote 7 clinical trials having to do with this all over the world, systematic reviews and meta-analyses all over the world about how this form of cheese, how good it is to help prevent mental decline.
Well, of course, raw cheese is phenomenal.
Can we get our daughter to listen to this?
Oh, no, unfortunately. No, she was, unfortunately.
I
that's
know.
The way it goes.
And,
so,
and,
but
yes.
You see, each camp, whether it's the vegan camp or the carnivore camp or the cheese camp or whatever the camp it would be, has their own special little bit of information that is, it supersedes everything else that's been
exactly
published.
That's exactly right. Protein, okay? Good fats, mm-hmm. and vegetables. All organic.
That seems to
that's
be the way.
That's our big thing, okay? Absolutely. And, you know, Jonathan Wright, very famous doctor.
Very famous.
Very. And medical doctor, head of Tahoma Clinic in Washington, right? He's just brilliant. He's done more great work for people. And he is quoting this. He says here, in her book, this is quoting the doctor, Jonathan Wright, not Mona, Death by Modern Medicine, Dr. Carolyn Dean, who wrote it, discusses how in the past 100 years, the treatment of symptoms, not the disease itself, whatever that may be, with drugs, treatment with drugs, has dominated the practice of health care. In 2000, Dr. Barbara Starfield, says Dr. Wright, published a landmark paper showing 225,000 Americans die each year by iatrogenic causes, meaning their death is caused by physicians' work done with them, mm-hmm. okay?
Either the misapplication of drug therapy or the mistakes they make analyzing and making those prescriptions.
Remarkably, says Dr. Wright, not Mona, there's been no improvement since. A 2016 medical study published in the British Medical Journal, that's the top doctor's medical journal.
That's the big journal of the British Isles.
Estimate that medical errors kill 250,000 Americans each year. While the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, CDC, has long fostered the perception of independence, the agency, CDC, has in fact made itself beholden to Big Pharma, says Dr. Wright, by accepting millions in corporate donations through its government-chartered foundation, the CDC Foundation, which funnels these contributions to the CDC after deducting a fee. He's against these kinds of practices, and he gives the background, you know, and the importance of the nutrients in so many different things.
Right, as does Dr. Blaylock, as does a dozen other holistic physicians, or not just in the U.S., but around the world. They point out that the drug cartel is the leading influencer of any medical procedure, and they buy and pay politicians by the pocketful.
Exactly. You know, Den, one thing I can, again, I can really, 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 really applaud you, because it's almost, when we're talking about the sing and dance of the tongue, this is the sing and dance of the tongue. Mm. You lecture about inflammation all the time what it does.
Yeah.
And that, and okay, and here is another top doctor, Dr. Jockers, J-O-C-K-E-R-S, M-D, and he is writing about chronic inflammation. And he says here, quoting the doctor, chronic inflammation can last for months or years. It is the underlying reason, says the doctor, for almost every major health condition and disease.
Adverse health condition.
That's what he's talking about. Okay. Major health. That's what he's talking about. Then he goes on, and he is saying right over here, I'll give this to you in a second, Madir, in a second over here. And, all right, and here it is, all right? He's saying here about, you read this and give it back to me about chronic inflammation, okay?
Okay, baby.
Chronic inflammation.
Chronic inflammation. It's
what
verb,
he has to say.
Word for word,
verbatim,
folks.
Verbatim.
Verbatim. Okay, here's what the doctor says. Chronic inflammation is long-term. When you have chronic inflammation, the inflammatory response is ongoing, leaving your body in a constant state of alert, trying to defend you from potential harm of the fire of inflammation. Instead of acute injuries, chronic inflammation is caused by an excessive stress load on your body, including physical and emotional and chemical stressors. As a result of these constant stressors, your body ends up trying to constantly defend itself, thus overwhelming your immune system. This chronic inflammatory stimulus results in increased inflammation, more white blood cells, more cell changes, and eventually tissue and organ damage.
Right.
Due to inflammation. Now, wait a minute, just sound out inflammation, the word. Inflame is fire.
Fire. It's war.
It's
destruction of cells and organs and everything.
Excess heat. You know, when you're cooking something and you cook it too long, you destroy it, okay? The same thing happens with the inflammatory response, constant inflammatory response of your body. It's destroying your brains and your eyes and your heart and your circulatory system.
And Dr. Jockers goes on by saying that the active form of turmeric, which I'm going to let you talk about in a second, is the major benefit against this form of inflammation, okay? And blood sugar stability, he says, and fights all forms of disease. And Dr. Jocker says that this active ingredient form of turmeric improves brain health, improves digestion, supports healthy inflammation levels, supports liver health, improves insulin sensitivity, reduces oxidative stress. It's an immune booster, improves metabolism, supports the healing processes, supports healthy cholesterol levels. He's talking about all the benefits of that form of curcumin.
Right. Keep in mind, curcumin is a small part of every root of turmeric. There's just a little bit of curcumin in the turmeric. But when you extract that curcumin and concentrate it, you have one of the most efficient health-building anti-inflammatory components, healing not just for your sore hands and thumbs and arthritic knees, but also your central nervous system,
right,
your brains, your eyes, your heart, your entire vascular system. The inflammation is reduced dramatically.
And the thing in Pain Power, the whole reason that was designed that way, one of its big star players is that active form. And talk about that black pepper, the bioperine extract, and how much better absorption and function it performs.
And bioperine has been negatively expressed in many publications because they say it's black pepper extract. It's going to burn up your guts. Well, it doesn't do that. What it does do is make the nutrients that it is accompanying more bioavailable. It makes it more efficiently absorbed, gets it into your bloodstream without causing you any kind of gastrointestinal mayhem.
No, and it's 1,000 to 2,000%, say the doctors, improves absorption and effectiveness.
That's 20 times more effective. then taking a corresponding amount of curcumin with bioperine, or taking 20 milligrams of curcumin without bioperine, the 20 milligrams of curcumin with bioperine is infinitesimally better absorbed and utilized in fighting inflammation.
That's right.
Which is the source, the breeding ground, the womb, if you will, of all disease.
That's what he says here. He makes it in, with all kinds of clinical trials backing up what he says, that chronic inflammation plays a role in a variety of serious health conditions, including metabolic syndrome, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. He highlights that, how that is inflammatory. Type 2 diabetes, cancer, asthma, Alzheimer's disease, which he underlines,
absolutely.
And heart disease.
Heart disease, cardiovascular disease.
Right. He says chronic inflammation results in 7 out of 10 leading causes of death, and has all the clinical trials to back that up.
Repeat that.
Chronic inflammation results in 7 out of 10 leading causes of death.
Did you hear that, folks? 7 out of 10 of the leading death destructive causes is result of chronic inflammation.
That's
fire.
Right.
Light a match and just look and see what that fire does to the matchstick. That's what the fire does to your arteries. That's what the fire, the inflammation, does to the neurotransmitters in your brain. That's what's the source of all destruction and disease.
And he lists here, we could spend all day, but he says, in talking about how inflammation affects the body, he talks about all the different organs that are affected by inflammation and are destroyed by it.
Mm-hmm.
The brain talks about that, the cardiovascular system, the muscles, the bones, the skin, the thyroid gland, the lungs, the gastrointestinal tract, the kidneys, and the liver.
What can you name any other area of the body that is not affected by inflammation?
No, that's what he's named, all the different areas and destroying them with serious conditions, even the thyroid, which you would not necessarily, all autoimmune disease, right?
Now, here's something else. You've heard me, and you've heard Mona, we harp against sugar all the time. Why? Because holistic physicians point out that sugar, regardless of the source of the sugar intake contributes mightily in creating inflammation. So all flour products, anything made with flour, turns into sugar. The flour turns into sugar. You want to taste it? You want to test this? Take a bite of bread without any butter on it, with no dressing on the bread, just a bite of plain bread. At first it tastes, but if you chew it and chew it and chew it, and don't be in a hurry to swallow, but if you chew it, suddenly that taste turns to sweet. It tastes good. It tastes yummy. So you take another bite, and more inflammation.
That's right.
Inflammation from the sugar.
God. Mask of the White Death, as we used to say. Edgar Allan Poe,
yeah.
I'm stealing your title.
Okay, but
when you
that's
were talking
it,
about bubonic
it is,
plague,
huh?
It's a plague of the White Death. Okay,
yeah.
And the European doctors here are reporting about how this form of curcumin keeps your vision clear.
Mm-hmm.
That's something we often don't think about, but here is that very, very, and they talk about it. Has they're with the bioperine extract. And they're saying here that the National Eye Institute, a branch of the National Institutes of Health, estimates that 5 million Americans will have reduced vision and 2.2 million Americans will be blind by the year 2030. Depressing, but listen to the good news. These conditions include, age-related macular degeneration, leading cause of blindness, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy. While there are many factors, say the doctors, that come into play for eye health, proper nutrients are critical. The nutrients for healthy eyes, and he mentions the different things. They talk about the bioflavonoids, lutein, zeaxanthin, but curcumin is often associated with pain relief or treatment for depression. But increasingly, it shows a remarkable ability to treat a multitude of vision problems.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Including diabetic retinopathy, age-related macular degeneration, leading cause of blindness, and glaucoma. The authors of this review, the Review of Medical Studies, even at large doses, curcumin is incredibly safe. It is, however, much more effective when better absorbed, they say, with the bioperine extract.
There you go.
And here he quotes clinical trials, the abstract, one of the big ones, was in curcumin, therapeutical potential in ophthalmology, okay? And it has been demonstrated, say the doctors, in reviewing the studies, that curcumin has beneficial effects on ocular diseases such as chronic anterior, uveitis, diabetic retinopathy, glaucoma, age-related macular degeneration, and dry eye syndrome. And they say that they have done this. The purpose of this review, say the doctors, is to report what has so far been elucidated, that curcumin properties and its potential use in ophthalmology. Listen
Isn't
to that.
That's phenomenal.
Isn't that to do? Okay.
But it shows you again the effectiveness, the efficiency of curcumin in concentration in larger amounts than you just find in a serving of turmeric. In the 20 times greater concentration of curcumin is so effective in reducing what? Inflammation.
That's right.
Fire in your cells, wherever the cells are located, whether it's your brain or your eyes or your little toe.
Can you read what Dr. Blaylock,
The vascular system is trying to get nutrients to every cell in your body.
Right. And Dr. Blaylock says about curcumin in the brain. Can you read what Dr. Blaylock says about him?
You bet.
Dr. Blaylock, MD.
Okay, folks. Word for word.
Right at the top, kid.
Dr. Blaylock says, curcumin has been demonstrated to have beneficial effects. No kidding.
No kidding.
Including, and he lists five or six of them here. Here we go. It dramatically reduces brain inflammation.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Right.
What is it? See, when brain is inflamed, the fire is destroying the neurotransmitters in the brain.
Exactly.
It's destroying the neurons. It's destroying the natural function of every mental process between your ears. He goes on to say, curcumin also improves the function of the blood-brain barrier in keeping out the foreign elements that the brain does not want to have in its environment. And curcumin also reduces the accumulation of beta amyloid proteins in the brain.
Which is the gummy plaques in the brain causes Alzheimer's.
That's
been definitely connected.
That's right.
Beta amyloid plaques.
And curcumin, says the doctor, also inhibits excitotoxicity.
Woo! But no, the bad kind of excitement. The bad kind of excitotoxicity.
And again, have you ever heard of microglia?
Who?
Well, microglia. Okay.
Have I heard of microglia?
Listen.
You're going to sing and dance that one again for me?
Well, yeah.
Go ahead.
Here's what Dr. Blaylock says. The curcumin extract calms the microglia.
Calm.
Peace. Harmony.
Rest,
okay.
Relax. Like my father used to have on his tie clip and you tell me 1,000 times a day. Relax. Mm-hmm. Relax. Right?
You bet, honey.
Okay. Okay, I'm relaxing. You know, and we can't let that topic go without the doctor's reports here on the super pure fish oil supplements. We're able to reduce causing inflammatory substances in the blood of prostate cancer patients. In addition, these pure fish oils decrease the cell cycle progression score, CCP, which is a medical marker used to predict cancer recurrence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And could you please read here, fish oil helps heart health and more? Right there, my dear?
And it ain't just the oils, folks.
No,
listen
it's
to
the
this.
EPA, DHA, that's what they're talking
there you
about.
Go.
Fish oil.
Here's word for word, verbatim. Fish oil helps heart health and more. And, of course, says the doctor, the benefits of super pure omega-3 fish oil extend well beyond the prostate. For example, another new study, this time published in the Journal of Metabolism and Cardiovascular Diseases, what a title, found that coronary heart disease patients who supplemented with super pure omega-3 fatty acid found in fish oil had a significant drop in their risk of dying from heart problems or any other causes during the study period. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Superpure omega-3 reduces the risk of heart problems and any other problems.
And any other.
Got that? And why is that? Because, again, folks, superpure omega-3 fish oil is an anti-inflammatory.
That's right.
Okay? And safflower oil, soy oil, corn oil, sesame oil, canola oil all increase inflammation. So what holistic, this is not part of what the doctor is saying. This is part of what we've learned over the years from many doctors. That when you increase the omega-3s and decrease the use of all those other pure vegetable oils, all of which create inflammation, you're way ahead of the game.
That's right.
Okay? Let me go on. The doctor goes on to say, a separate analysis looking at people with coronary artery disease who hadn't had a heart attack or heart failure revealed an incredible, get this, 51% nosedive in the risk of major cardiovascular events.
Wow.
For those taking the super omega-3 supplements as compared to those who did not.
Isn't that incredible? Isn't that incredible?
And there's one last little paragraph.
Go right
Let
ahead.
Me read this. And, says the doctor, the pro-fish oil news keeps rolling in. Another new study published in the journal Kidney International reported that early kidney dialysis patients that had a higher super omega-3 fatty acid levels in their blood had reduced risk of sudden heart attack, the leading cause of death for people with this condition.
That's right, and it happens a lot with diabetics that go
unbelievable.
On that.
Unbelievable.
Isn't that amazing, all that it can do? All that it can do in all the different wondrous benefits that it can go? And remember, just like was the head of Cleveland Clinic, the doctor many years ago said, and he went on the news and he said, I'm 50 years old, my brain is shrinking. He says, the one thing that prevents the brain from shrinking is the super pure fish oil. I take it every day because my brain is that fat. That EPA and the
That's
DHA.
Right.
It's that fat. I don't want my brain to shrink. He's saying this on television. A very big time doctor.
And the brain is it, I've forgotten the exact number, is it 60% fat? The brain is
50 to 60, somewhere right in that.
60%
and those two
fat.
Fatty acids make up the major production
That's
of
right.
that. All the different things, the eyesight, everything we're going to say, all the great things that you can find out. We have them all there, the very best. The very purest, the best prices too, at Alive and Well. And don't forget, what were you going to say, Den?
I was going to say, and don't forget, that Mona is there for personal one-on-one consultation.
Oh, how sweet.
I am there for personal one-on-one consultation.
Yes, but you can't make him dance with you. He'll sit with you on a beautiful
sofa.
I'll
sit with you, but I won't dance
And
with
it's
you.
No charge, and we're not doctors. We don't play. We just love to share this great information with you one-on-one. So make an appointment, 877-4950, 877-4950. Make an appointment, whoever you choose, whoever you want, so we're not with somebody else or we're not absent for any reason, okay?
So that we are available when you want to be there.
That's right.
Okay.
Make that appointment. And you call that number, too, and you can have all the beautiful food that we have at the gorgeous Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. It's so luxurious now. We have the lovely marble rounder tables, the chairs sitting there. You enjoy everything.
The bar.
It's great.
There's no tables. There's a bar.
I know, but it's very, very, it's kind of sexy. It's, I say sexy. It's really delicious.
Wonderful
and great. Loaded. We'll have everything ready for you, anything you want. It's all there. It's all wondrous at Alive and Well. Yes?
Yes, for sure. This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, one more time,
that optimum health is
alive and well
in Kahului. Aloha.